Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven portraits of Christ, the I Am statements of John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 15 in verse 1, Jesus is the true vine. Now let's look at that passage, and let's look at the greater passage in verses 1 through 8, and then verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Let me jump down to verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. There is much speculation among biblical scholars regarding why Jesus used the vine metaphor. Was it because of the communion feast? Possibly he reacted to seeing the golden vine sculptured on the temple. Maybe it was the vineyards along the way to the Garden of Gethsemane. Anyway, he referred to himself as the true vine. I want us to look at three considerations of this seventh and last of the I Am statements of Christ. First, the identity of the vine. Verse 1, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. The word true is used 29 times in the New Testament. And 21 of those 29 are in John's Gospel. It means perfect or ideal, the same root as verily. A man was a very man or a true man when he was trusted and worthy of favor. Jesus Christ, the true vine. Some farming friends of ours in Pennsylvania, they had a special vine that was not part of the farm's produce. It was for their personal enjoyment. Its formation, it was grown on the fence. Its foliage was a lush green, and its fruit was refreshing. So they enjoyed it as they went about grabbing some fruit to eat as they worked. Jesus has perfect formation as the vine. His character is the most balanced of any person who ever lived, or who will ever live on this earth. John chapter 1, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus also has perfect foliage as the vine. He is the only perfect man who ever lived. The beauty of Christ in the tabernacle, the gold wall boards, the silver foundation sockets, the color white embroidered with brilliant colors. But if we're blind to our sin, if we're conceited, if we're proud, if we're still lost, Isaiah states our view of Christ from outside the gate of the tabernacle. A weather-beaten animal skin roof. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 2. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Jesus has perfect fruit as the vine. He is completely sufficient for everyone who is willing to come to him for life. He is the Son of God. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17 witnesses this at his baptism. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, it happens at his transfiguration. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." Second, the dependency of the vine. Verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, but without me you can do nothing. He has chosen to bear fruit through us, the branches." Notice the three types of branches that are revealed in our text. There's the fruitful branch in verse 2, the second part of it. "Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it bear more fruit." The branch has one purpose, to bear fruit, to win lost souls. It must be pruned to increase its production. Suffering in the lives of believers is not a popular idea, but just as there can be no Pentecost without a Calvary, there can be no fruit-bearing Christ life without a pruning of the self-life. And then there's the barren branch, the first part of verse 2. "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." Too many Christians are not ready for the knife, the suffering which brings glory to God. "He takes away" is a warning of cutting off physical life. "Every branch in me" indicates that that person is a Christian. Just like the one who bears fruit is a Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. On that night that he was betrayed, when he was having the meal, when he instituted the Lord's Supper, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 down to verse 30. "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." Do you know anyone who professed Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, was baptized into church membership, continued to live like an unbeliever, and then suddenly died? And there's the withered branch, verse 6. "If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they're burned." Something prevents the flow of life from the vine to the branch. Tree branches die if they're broken. There's no abiding by the withered branches. Why? They're not part of the vine. They were never saved. Notice the wording is different here than in verse 2. "Every branch in me" is not in verse 6. Revelation 20 verse 15 reveals what happens to withered branches, just as this verse does. "Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And then third, the fertility of the vine. Verse 8. "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples." and verse 16 as well. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. How is fertility in the vine expressed here? In the phrase, go and bear fruit. Bear much fruit, bear lasting fruit. What are two expressions of fertility for the church? Christian discipleship, verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Jesus is Savior and Lord. He bears fruit through obedient branches that abide in him. Follow him closely and be ready for his pruning knife. And then Christian apostleship. Verse 16, the first part of it. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go. We are sent ones. In Acts chapter 1, in verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Well, let me ask you a question as we close this message and this whole series on the I Am statements of John's Gospel. Which branch in the vine are you? Are you fruitful? Well, prepare yourself for the pruning knife of suffering. Dedicate yourself to God. Give him your all. Are you barren? Repent of your lack of commitment to Christ. Rededicate yourself to the Lord. Surrender to his leadership. Or are you withered? Well, if you're withered, then you're not a believer. And you need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. You need to put your trust in him. You need to, by faith, take him as Savior. You give all of this thought, and you have.